This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The National Press Club, the RTDNA, the Society of Professional Journalists, and nine other journalism groups say it's time to tone down the anti-news media rhetoric. In particular, they're calling out those in public office. This was in a statement that they recently released, and it seems like shortly after that statement came out, we saw another reporter being physically attacked. This happened in Montana, where Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte reportedly body slammed a reporter whose questions he did not like. Gianforte went on to win the special election for Montana's only seat in the U.S. House, and in his victory speech, he did apologize to the reporter. Still, we're seeing examples of reporters being threatened, intimidated, actually physically assaulted in the United States.
And it's especially troubling. And it's first of all, it's unacceptable. When a reporter is trying to approach any public official, that public official needs to know that this is part of the territory. This is part of the job to respond. You can continue to decline comment or not answer the questions, but responding with violence is completely unacceptable. And reporters have to be persistent. And that's part of their job, and part of a elected official or a candidate's job is to respond to the questions of the public, of which the journalist stands in as a liaison.
Gianforte's first statement about this incident was trying to put the onus on the reporter, making it seem like this person, Ben Jacobs, came up and almost in a threatening or aggressive manner was in his face. That ended up not being confirmed by the Fox News affiliate who was there in the room with the two. It sounds like, and even from the audio, if you've listened to the audio, it sounds like Ben Jacobs is doing exactly what any journalist always does, comes up to someone and just asks questions. And it wasn't even you listen to his voice, you have to put yourself in that moment, but you're listening to his voice, it doesn't sound aggressive. It just, it sounds like he's just persistent about his questions. And that's when Gianforte just, you hear a scuffle and you hear something being, it sounds like someone's being thrown. That's what happened, apparently, according to both Jacobs and the Fox News crew who was there. Even though he apologized after he won, I don't think it was something that he really believed when he said it. And the fact that he tried to make it seem like Jacobs was in the wrong to begin with was really dishonest.
How should a reporter respond to something like that? Do you turn the other cheek, or do you get physically violent right back with someone who does something like that to you?
Well, no, it's unacceptable to respond with violence. I had a somewhat of a more benign experience that really kind of threw me off. Tried to quickly explain it. Covering the night shift for the paper, at one point you're called upon to cover for folks who call in sick or on vacation and something. So you're covering a beat that you're not necessarily have the firsthand or most knowledge about, so you have to do your homework. So I was covering a city council meeting for a colleague who couldn't cover the meeting that night. And so I was doing my homework and doing the best I could to prepare. I went to the meeting. It was very short. Not much was discussed, which is something that you don't look forward to, and you hope to scrape out something for a story to fill the space for the paper the next day. So I had to follow up with an economic development director who shall remain nameless, who I had to follow up with some questions of saying, please explain this to me. I'm heading into this cold. What did you mean when you were talking about this policy or XYZ? And it was obvious that the gentleman had a long day, and he just I have no time for questions right now. And I said, no, please, I really need to understand this and have a grasp on this if I'm able to efficiently report on this. And he said, no, get out of my way. And I said, just hear me out. I just need to have this specified. He said, get out of my way. And he put his hands on me and kind of shoved me out of the way. Now, unlike this incident that happened in Montana, there was no one around. There were no cameras rolling or no tape recorders rolling. So nonetheless, it was very eerie and very strange. And I kind of I was a Cub reporter then, and I knew enough, I guess, to just let it go, because in the long run, and to make a long story short, this person ended up being a very invaluable source for me, especially when I became a business and economy reporter. He had gave me a lot of leads, And toward my end of the time with the paper, I had reported a story and done some investigating about a new contract he was supposed to get. But it was supposed to be a very substantial and large 30-some percent rate increase. Once we reported that, the other city council members were wise to it and resoundingly voted down that raise, in which he ended up getting a smaller raise later. But it was because of some of my reporting and exposure in the paper that he didn't get the big payday that he wanted. But unlike that first instance that I had with him, he was very cooperative by then. So I don't know. It's on a case-by-case basis how you react to that. But no, to answer your question, Rich, certainly you don't respond with fight fire with fire, respond with violence.
Did he ever apologize to you?
No, no. It was very strange. Like I said, I was very new to the paper when it happened. And then this was several years down the road when our paths crossed again, and he had a different job and I had a different beat.
We've had a student reporter threatened before verbally, and it was very aggressive in the way that this person threatened her. She was going out to get video of a store that had been robbed the night before. The sheriff's office had put out a press release about this robbery and they're on, you know, the ongoing investigation that was occurring into it. So we decided, well, we need to go get video of the storefront. So we went and she went out to go get video, and she was dressed up. She was in a dress. She was in heels. I mean, she's obviously not some just random person with a nice video camera. I mean, she had a nice professional video camera. She went out, had a tripod. She went out and set up and just was getting some video of the storefront, and the manager of the store came out and verbally accosted her, threatened to stomp her in the neck and all types of terrible things. And she got out of there and told me about it, and I called the person in question. I called the store, and the man then proceeded to verbally accost me as well. He didn't seem to think that what he did was inappropriate to my reporter or how he was talking to me. So I don't think we really resolved anything, but that really instigated our need for press credentials for my students so they could at least be able to show who they were when they were at any particular place. And you know, we put that into place soon after. You can't prevent that kind of thing because sometimes you'll have people that just go off the handle inappropriately. But I think she did the right thing, is that she just got out of there as quickly as she could. And now I know that there's a particular place that's a dangerous place in the town that I may not send my reporters to, or maybe I'll go myself and grab a picture if something were to happen. But, you know, unfortunately, this kind of thing does happen, and I warn my students about that.
And this is, unfortunately, we talked last week about Roger Ailes and the sort of the mood set by Fox News that you can't trust journalists. Journalists are the enemy. Only believe the propaganda that we're giving to you. And this has built up over 20 years. And this is why I think we're seeing some of this resentment and anger towards reporters who really are there on the public's behalf to try and find out information that people should want to know.
And as an educator now here in 2017, I'm especially concerned as an educator of journalism about what our students are seeing. I don't think this is keeping them from wanting to pursue the field, but it is a cautionary tale. And I think the best thing that we can do as educators is try to make this an educated or a learning experience, I suppose, of what to do or what to not to do. We're seeing some very extreme cases here. Certainly, body slamming a journalist is certainly unusual, and I hope we don't see something continue to build it with this.
All right. We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.